This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Praise God. God is so amazing. Well, we almost finished a series on the power of prayer. Amen. But I still feel led to teach you a little bit more on prayer. Is that okay this morning? And because I teach you what I do. Amen. And what I do, I pray the Lord's Prayer and I break it down and I break it down into parts. And how many people remember this series about the Lord's Prayer? How many people have the Lord's Prayer memorized? Amen. But you can break that down. Amen. And today I want to talk to you about another powerful prayer that I believe that can cause you to move forward in God. How many people want to move forward in God out here? And I believe that God wants to raise up mighty people for in the end times. Amen? And He wants to do awesome things in our lives. And we're going to talk about the prayer of Jabez. The prayer of Jabez. And it's found in the book of Chronicles. And the book of Chronicles, has anybody ever tried to read the book of Chronicles? It's not an easy book to read. It's a bunch of genealogies. But then in the genealogies, there sticks out a person named Jabez. And he's forever, you know, memorialized in this Chronicles as praying a prayer that God answered. And he came from a small place in his life, and he came through a lot of pain. Anybody's been through any pain in here? Amen. Are you still going through some pain? Amen. And so we're going to read this morning, and we're going to get some points on really how to pray this prayer of Jabez and really how to move forward in our walk with God. I don't know about you, but I want to, you know, I don't want to just be an average Christian. How many people want to be average out here? I'm glad there's no hands being raised. We don't want to be average. We want to be above average, don't we? We want God put in His hand a blessing and His grace on our lives. Is that right? And in any endeavor that we're in, we should be the best. Amen. I'm going to say again, any endeavor we undertake, if we have a business, it should be one of the best businesses out there, glory to God. If we're an employee, we should be excelling as an employee, amen? Whatever we're doing in the kingdom of God. Now, we're going to read this. It's in 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. Amen. Amen. Thank you for helping me there. It says here, 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called him his name Jabez because I bore him in pain. What a name. Amen. A pain. Amen. And then it says that Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you'd keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. And you say, okay, that's it. That's the prayer. But God granted him his prayer, and his prayer is a powerful prayer. And we're going to focus on it this morning. But the main thing I believe that positioned him to have answered prayer in God. How many people want to have answered prayer in God in here? Amen. You want God answering your prayer, especially if you're asking God to bless you. There's a key here that starts off by saying he was more honorable than his brothers. That's interesting. Honor. And I'm telling you, I think God wants us walking in honor. And I believe that if we don't walk in honor, we may not see our prayers being answered the way they need to be answered. Amen? So we need to be a people of honor. And so when I was thinking about honor, I think about Psalms 15. And this is a powerful psalm. We're going to take this psalm and break it down, and we're going to move into the prayer. And it says in Psalms 15, 1 through 5, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? who may dwell in your holy hill. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised. But he honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not change, he who does not put out his money as usury, nor does he take a bribe. Amen. And against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be moved. Amen. I really believe this particular psalm is a psalm talking about honoring God and getting into his presence and having the very presence of God in our lives. And when we're walking in the honor of God, God will honor us. Amen. And so what is the devil trying to do? He's trying to get us to do shortcuts. He's trying to get us to dishonor God in some way. But we're going to be people that honor God no matter what. And so if you're going to walk in honor, you're going to, it says here, to walk uprightly. And to uprightly, in other words, is to walk in integrity. And we need to be people of integrity. I know this is not preached a lot in the church. Amen. But we need to be people of integrity, that, in other words, always doing the right things. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? And, you know, and it's a challenge because the devil wants us doing shortcuts. Amen. And so in Proverbs 10, verse 9, the New Living Translation says this: people with integrity walk safely, but those who follow crooked paths will be exposed. In other words, your sin will find you out. Amen. So you may be able to fool some people some of the time, but you won't fool God none of the time. And if you don't repent, it can be exposed. Amen. Your life can be an open book to people, but it doesn't have to be. Amen. In other words, if you get in the presence of God and there's areas in your life you need to adjust, and we all need to adjust at times, then we need to adjust those areas. But I like this, that people with integrity walk safely. That means you're in a place of safety with God when you walk in integrity. Amen? Amen. When you walk uprightly before God. Amen. Always doing what is right. Amen. In Psalms 25, 21, it says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Amen. So we see here that integrity keeps us safe, and integrity preserves us. That's powerful. I don't know about you, but I like to be preserved. Amen. Until Jesus comes back. Amen. And then in Proverbs 20, verse 7, it says, a righteous man walks in integrity, and his children are blessed after him. So if you want blessed children, glory to God, walk in some integrity, glory to God. So we see three blessings here: safety, preservation, and your children being blessed. Glory to God. If we're going to walk in honor with God, as the psalm says, we need to walk in righteousness. Amen. And walking in righteousness is living according to God's word and obeying his word as close as we can. Amen. I like what it says in James 1:25. It says, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Amen. So what does the devil want you to do? He wants you to forget the word that I preached to you this morning. He wants to get distractions in your life after you leave here today. He wants you to forget what was preached about walking in honor and integrity, glory to God. And he's saying here that if you look at the perfect law, the law of liberty that sets you free, and you see, the blessed people are not just the ones that hear the word of God. The blessed people hear the word of God and do the word of God. Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I ask you? Amen. So if you're going to call Jesus Lord, you have to walk in obedience.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And I love that. So we're going to walk in obedience to him. The Amplified by Jesus Stripes on Hill. The Amplified puts it this way. But he who looks carefully into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and faithfully abides by it, not having become a careless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys. He will be blessed and favored by God and what he does in his life of obedience. Amen. So if we're going to be walking in honor, we need to walk in a life of obedience to God. Number three, if we're going to walk in honor, we must speak truth in our hearts. In other words, we must be honest with ourselves and not make excuses why we do things not in line with God's word. Amen. This is a tune-up message this morning. It's tuning us up, glory to God. And so we don't want to make excuses for why we're doing things. You know, well, my parents brought me up bad, and that's why I can be bad, you know. But it's how people treat me, so I treat them the same way. No, we don't make excuses for how we act. Amen. Well, it's just my personality. It's my culture. I'm just hot blooded by nature. Amen. Yeah, you might be hot blooded, but you know what? You have the power to control your anger. You have the power to control the issues in your life. Don't blame it on your culture. I'm Hispanic, so I'm spicy, you know. Amen. Glory to God. Well, that's good and all that, but you can be peaceful and calm and joyful too. Amen. Glory to God. And I love that. So if you're going to walk in honor, you must be honest with yourself. You know my 11th commandment, thou shalt not fool thyself. That's my 11th commandment. In other words, be honest. See, the Bible is a mirror. You know, we look in a mirror, right? I think you all are looking pretty good this morning. And I know you didn't look too good when you just woke up. In other words, when you just woke up, come on, help me, Jesus. And if you look in the mirror when you just wake up, you might even scare yourself. Amen? But it takes a little bit to get yourself together. Get your hair. You might need to get a hairbrush. I got a hairbrush this morning and showered and shampooed and all that so I could look this good for you today. Amen. But you don't want to see the pastor before he gets it together. Amen. And so God is helping us get it together. Glory to God. And he's helping us get it together by Jesus Stripes I'm healed. Amen. Psalms 139, 23 and 24 says this way, and this is a good prayer to pray when we want God to reveal any areas in our life that we're not lining up with him perfectly. And I don't know about you, but I want to line up with God perfectly. Amen. It says here in Psalms 139, 23, search me, God, and know my heart, and test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Amen. I love that because, you know, there's areas in our lives that we may not realize that could be offensive to God. Things that we may be doing that might be offensive to God. And we want God to reveal to us some truth. I don't know about you, but if I'm going somewhere, I want to be on the right road. I don't want to be on the wrong road, going in the wrong direction, trying to follow God. Amen? And so he's saying here, see if there's any offensive way that might be in me and lead me in everlasting truth. Glory to God. So if we're going to walk in truth, we need to ask God to reveal any areas in our life where we might need to straighten up and fly right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good. This is good preaching today. Thank you. Good preaching today. Amen. I know some pastors will tell you guys are perfect and there's no need to do anything, no need to change. You guys are good the way you are. But you know what? God loves you just the way you are, but He's going to love you enough to help you get to the next level. And we're getting to the next level. Some of these areas, by Jesus stripes, I'm healed. Amen. Some of these areas, you know, we're working on. We're not perfected yet. We have flesh. We're still working through stuff. Anybody working through anything in here? Amen. I'm working on my character too. Amen. This whole life is a character test. Amen. Some of us are just some characters in here. Amen. Glory to God. And so, number four, if we're going to walk in honor, we don't want to backbite. Backbite. Amen. With our tongues. In other words, we don't want to cut down or focus on people's issues. You don't want to be cutting people down. Amen. You can't put somebody else's light out and make your light brighter. Amen. Glory to God. So we don't want to be putting other people's lights out. Amen. And I love that. So in Ephesians, it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. So we don't want to be speaking evil or negative. Love thinks, and let me add this, speaks no evil. Amen. Amen. What's that monkey? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And the main one, do no evil. Amen. They don't have that one in there. That's the one I added. Amen. Do no evil. Glory to God. And so we don't want any corrupt word to proceed out of our mouth, but what is good for necessary edification that may impart grace to the hearers. In other words, are your words lifting people up, or are your words tearing people down? Are your words even lifting you up, or are your words tearing yourself down? And the Bible says, you know, we need to focus on every good thing that God has deposited on the inside of us. We don't focus on the negative. We focus on the positive. Amen. Amen. And so if we're going to walk in honor, we have to speak no evil to our neighbor, or do no evil to our neighbor. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're loving our neighbors, even though they may not be loving us. Amen. Love your neighbor. Amen. In Galatians 5:14, I'm talking about honor here. I'm talking about that when you're honoring God, you have to honor people too. And if you're honoring people, you're honoring God. If you're honoring God, you're going to be honoring people. Yeah, you may not agree with everything people do, but you still can give them a degree of honor. Amen. In Galatians 5:14, it says, for the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that you shall love your neighbor, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed, as yourself. Amen. Glory to God. And so we want to love our neighbor as ourselves. The problem is, if you don't love yourself too much, your neighbor's in trouble. If you don't love yourself too much, so you got to have a healthy love for yourself. God made you. You got to learn to get along with yourself. Wow. I'm going to say again, you got to learn to get along with yourself. Amen. To walk in honor, we don't take a reproach against a friend. By Jesus Christ, I'm healed. Reproach is an expression of rebuke or disapproval. Amen? In 1 Timothy, this is a powerful scripture. In 1 Timothy 5:1-2, it says, do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with all purity. Amen. Powerful. So we want to exhort people, and we need to be very careful with rebuking people, but we want to exhort them and bring them to the next level. Amen. If we're going to walk in honor, we need to honor those who honor God. Amen. Honor those who honor God. Amen. 1 Peter 2:17 says it this way, honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the King. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And so we need to honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. You may not agree with everything the president is doing, but you still can pray for him because he stands in an office of authority, and we want to pray for him that he does a good job in office. Amen. Instead of criticizing, because we can criticize him, amen, we want to pray. The Bible says, pray for your leaders. So we want to pray for those that are in position. Pray for pastor. Amen. I need your prayers, glory to God. The devil is a liar, amen. And so he's working, and I pray for you. You pray for your leaders, amen. And to walk in honor, we need to follow. Now, this is a big one. You ready for this one? I have to put this one in. I really, to walk in honor, you have to follow through on your word.
Amen.
Even if it costs you to do it.
Amen.
Amen. You know, in the early days, people would used to say this. Now, have you ever heard this before, this saying, my word is my bond?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that before? Uh-huh. Amen. And so really, in the early days, people just gave their word, and you could just trust their word. But today, people could say stuff, and they don't follow through on it. Amen. And so we want to be people that if we're going to see, this is what you got to be very careful. Don't say something if you don't think you're going to move forward on it.
Amen.
In other words, Jesus was talking about, you know, the cost of discipleship. And he was talking about this in Luke. And he says, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? So I'm stopping right here, because if you're going to put your word out there, make sure that you're going to follow through. You're going to count the cost. If you say you're going to do something, you're going to have to count the cost that you're going to do it, even if it sets you back.
Amen.
You let your yes be yes and your no be no. And anything other than that is of evil. Amen. A lot of times we say maybe. Amen. maybe, baby. Right. But and we give this idea that, yeah, we're going to move forward on it, but we have no intention of moving forward. Yeah, maybe. Amen. Just say yes or no, because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. So we say, well, will you go with me over this area? Will you do this with me? Will you help me in this area? Maybe. Amen. And so we're talking about Jabez here. And so that wraps that up about honoring God. Now I can move into the prayer. Now we can move into the prayer. We got our life right. We're in a place right now where God can honor our prayers because we're walking in honor and integrity. Amen. And so we just need to heed to these honor principles. And I believe Jabez was a man of honor. The Bible says he honored his brothers. He was more honorable than his brothers. when we can see here, Jabez's name is defined in pain. Amen. And his mother named him Pain because she bore him in pain. His life was probably defined by that name. Amen. You're a pain in the, well, you can fill in the blank. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we're not going to speak that they're a pain in our backside. Amen. Sometimes we go through life allowing past failures to define us. We have a label on us God never intended us to be a part of. Our label could be divorce. It could be bankruptcy. It could be the name of cheater or liar. Amen. But I have good news for you today. Amen. If you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then your new name is a new creation in Christ. Your new name is an ambassador for God. Your new name, you're more than a conqueror in Christ. Your new name, you are redeemed of the Lord. Amen. We got to focus on the new names that God's given us as born again Christians in this life. I believe the success of Jabez's prayer was that he didn't focus on his pain or the littleness that he possessed. You know, the Bible says, though your beginning may be humble, your end will be great.
Amen.
I like that. So even though everything, most of the time, every big, huge company starts off small. Amen? But if you stay faithful, look at your neighbor and say, stay faithful. Then God will give you more. Do you believe that today? Stay faithful in rearing your child that you're having. We got a pregnant lady in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's going to have a baby, but she's going to be faithful in rearing that baby, bringing the baby to church, and then God might give her a couple more babies. The dad is smiling. He's looking for a football team. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And the mom's saying, I don't know about this. This pregnancy was tough enough. I think I might be only have the grace to handle one. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, pregnancy is not easy. See, and some of us are pregnant with the vision of God in our life. And it's going to come through a struggle. I'm going to say the blessing will always come through some kind of struggle in our life. It's not easy. Jesus had to come into this earth, and he went through a struggle with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, always dealing with them, coming against him. And then he had all his friends leave him at his most crucial point. And then he had to go through crucifixion. You're going to go through some pain to get the promise. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so Jabez wasn't focused on his pain. Amen. Glory to God. You know, I think about that because, you know, you got to maintain your faith no matter what it looks like in this life. You know, the Shunammite that had a son that Elijah prayed for that she would have a son. Remember that? She was barren. And he was out in the field and he died. And remember that that she just said, all is well. Amen. She saddled up and went to see the prophet. And she went and saw the prophet. And remember what she did? He sent his protege to go find out if she's all right and to pray for her. And he couldn't do anything, but she went to the prophet and she fell down at his feet and said, you promised you would not deceive me. Glory to God. And she stood on the promise that her child would be. She said, all is well. And I'm going to say this. Stand on the promise of the Word of God for your family. Amen. Believe that all is well no matter what your family is doing. God can work it out. Keep speaking. All is well. Amen. And that child was raised from the dead. Glory to God. Given back to her mother. To his mother, amen. And so you have to maintain your stance in prayer, even though opposition might be coming your way. Amen. This is the key here. Most people are just praying just to barely make it. Lord, if I could just make my bills, if I could just make it to the end of the month, God wants you praying bigger prayers. He doesn't want you just praying, Lord, just give me just enough. No, he's the God of more than enough. He's El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. Amen. He's the God that's more than enough. And so he starts off with this prayer. Oh, that you would bless me and put that indeed. That means, will you bless me? Mega. Bless me, God, bless me. And so we have a tendency not to really ask for God for too much. We just say, Lord, just barely meet our needs. But we need to understand that we serve a God that's more than enough. Amen. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able, somebody say, God is able, to do exceedingly, abundantly, above, all that we ask or think according to the power that works in me. Amen. You got the power of God working on inside of you. Do you believe that today? You got the power of God's word. You have the Holy Spirit. It's working. The Holy Spirit's working in your life. And he said, abundantly above, more than you can ask or think. God is a more than enough God. Amen. We got to believe that today. God is a too much God. Amen. Do you believe that today? Amen. When Jesus did miracles of provision, he always overdid it. Jesus always overdid it. When he turned the water to wine, it was 6 water pots containing 20 to 30 gallons apiece. That was a lot of water that turned to wine. So I believe he set it up for the next 10 marriages. Amen. He set it up. He's a Jesus of more than enough. Jesus multiplied the fish and the loaves, fed multitudes, and he had 7 baskets left over one time and 12 baskets left over another time. Can you say that God's more than enough? Jesus filled up Peter's boat with fish where it just about sank. Peter had to call James and John to help with the fish. Amen? Can you say God is more than enough? Amen. God can do more to help you than just pay your house bill. He can help you pay your house off. Amen. You just got to believe God. God can give you a plan. You don't have to be in debt for 30 years. You can get out. God can do something amazing in your life. Start believing God. You know, because the Bible says that the debtor is the slave to the lender. Amen. And so God doesn't want us in debt. He wants us debt free, owing no one anything but to love Him. Amen. Glory to God. Now, it's not a sin to be in debt. Amen. So don't get down because you have a little debt. Start believing God to help pay your debts off. Glory to God. I like in Genesis, because this is powerful. In Genesis, God is talking to Abram, and he changed his name to Abraham, of course. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to land that I show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Now, I just want to stop right there. God wants to make your name great for a reason. Amen. And that reason is for you to be a blessing. Amen. Right. Amen. It's not just for you just to show off your bling bling on Instagram. Amen. Show your nice Rolex off on Instagram. Amen. It's not about you elevating your status, is about you elevating God's status. Can I get a witness now? So God blessed Abraham. He blessed him with riches. He blessed him. And he said, I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. Amen. And then he says, I'll curse him or curses you. That means that people better be careful if they're talking about you. Because you are the anointed of God. Amen. Amen? They've got to be careful because their words are going to be like a boomerang. It's going to miss you and come back at them. Amen. Amen. And that's the same thing with us. We need to be very careful. We're not saying any negative things towards people because that can boomerang against us as well. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. Solomon became king of Israel, and he prayed a prayer that God would give him wisdom to govern the people. If you're going to be praying for promotion and blessing, always pray for wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And so he prayed, and he says here in 2 Chronicles 1, 10 and 12, now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come before the people, for who can judge this great people of yours? Then God said to Solomon, because of this, what's in your heart, you have not asked me for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked for long life, but have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you are of the like. Amen? So wisdom and knowledge brings riches, wealth, and long life. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, give me some wisdom. I'm telling you, James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. See, if you're dealing with a problem, it may not be money you need. It might be wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom. Amen. So we have to get an attitude that God is a more than enough God. Amen? And that God will give us wisdom. Then he said, enlarge my territory or expand my borders. We should be believing God for more. We should be, why? So that we can be a greater blessing. You might say, well, I'm okay with what I have and what I make. It's okay. Yeah, but don't you want to give more into the kingdom? Don't you want to see God's kingdom flourish and blessed? Why not believe God for more so you can give more?
Amen.
Amen. And he says here, so enlarge my territory. And so enlarge his territory. I really mean to enlarge your influence, your capacity to influence people. Amen. We need to realize that God wants to raise up influential people for the kingdom of God. You need to realize that God has given you purpose, and that purpose is to influence people for the Lord Jesus Christ. You are an influencer. You need to start praying every day in enlarging your borders that God would allow you to help somebody today. In other words, start asking God, God, bring me into a position. Now, I'm not talking about monetarily. That's one way you can help people. But, you know, you can help people by praying for them.
Amen.
By giving a good word of encouragement.
Amen.
It's more than just finances in helping people.
Amen.
It's giving them a good word that will bring them to the next level. Amen. And so you need to start praying every day. God, give me an opportunity to be a witness. Yesterday, I was at the car wash, and I was washing my car and vacuuming it out. Actually, it was Yen's car. Amen. I've washed. Yeah, that's my job. Amen. Is to wash Yen's car, and I was getting it all pretty. Hallelujah. And there was a guy that was next to me. He was wiping down his car. And he recognized me because I ministered to him a few months back, or maybe been 6 months ago. And he said, "You're a pastor, aren't you?" You know. And I started ministering to him, and I remember that he was going through some situation with his family. And I had the opportunity to pray for him again. I said, "Let me pray for you." I said, "Can I pray for you?" And if people say yes, pray.
Amen.
Glory to God. Just pray. Just let God fill your mouth. Just pray a blessing over them. Just if it's just a simple, God bless this person. Bless his family. Give him peace and joy. Just something simple. You don't have to have a long prayer. Amen. Just something simple. And God can answer your prayer and bless people. Amen. Amen. I remember that I used to go to youth retreats and youth camps. And I used to go and I was a youth minister. And I would bring people, the kids, to the youth camp. We would have to drive out to Pennsylvania. And I did it out of obligation. Have you ever did anything out of obligation?
Yeah.
And I just did it because that was expected of me. But I remember one year, I think it was the third year, I got a clue. And I prayed, Lord, this is the first time I ever did this. I said, Lord, make me a blessing to the kids. Put me in a position to where I could be a blessing. And it wasn't out of obligation anymore. It was out of a heart to be a blessing. And so that year that I went there, everything changed. I had opportunities to pray for people. And I was praying for people, and God gave me a lot of joy. And you would have a group of kids that you were a leader of, and they would name their groups, you know, different names. And they wanted to name my group the David Lambert Group. So I was like, okay, come on, people. We got to have a better name than that. And so anyway, but I was very positive, had a lot of joy. And God was allowing me to pray for people that were getting hurt at that camp. And people were getting instantly healed. Miracles were happening at that camp.
Amen.
And it was amazed to me. I was amazed. I would pray for somebody and it worked. I mean, people were getting healed. I mean, it wasn't like, Oh, do you feel any different? Maybe a little bit. Okay, just go keep believing God. You know, no, it was kids were being healed. I prayed for this one kid that had an earache. He was in the bathroom and he was instantly healed. He testified about it. He didn't mention anything about me in the testimony. He just said God healed him. And so I didn't get my, but even that whole camp was supernatural. That whole time. Why? Because I put myself in a position to say, God, help me to be a blessing to others. I even had somebody come to me. One of the people said there's somebody that has a problem. They thought I was a doctor because they were bringing the sick people to me. Amen. And they said, what do you do getting people healed? What do you do? I said, I do this in the name of Jesus. I just pray for people in the name of Jesus. And God was working with my prayers and changing people's lives. God wants to work with you and change people's lives. And I got such great reports. That was the best camp, you know, summer camp for the kids that I've ever been on. And I'm telling you, God wants to do the same for you. Amen? And then the next prayer that we want to pray is that God's hand will be upon us. Amen? That His hand would be upon your life. And in other words, God, anoint me. In other words, God, please put a greater anointing on my life. Amen? If God's hand is on your life, that means His anointing and His grace is on your life. You know, the hand of God was on the early church in the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts, it says in Acts 1:11-21, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and great number believed and turned to the Lord. So the hand of God was on the church of the book of Acts, and many people came in and got saved. Amen? Glory to God. Moses, God was in was speaking to Moses, and the Lord said, you know, the Lord was kind of, you know, fed up with the children of Israel because they had a lot of problems and they kept, you know, complaining about God. And God said, listen, you know, you're going to go up and possess the land, but I'm just going to send an angel. And Moses said, no, we don't want an angel. We need you. You know, angel's good. And then Moses said, you know, prayed in Exodus 33:15, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. In other words, you don't ever want to go anywhere without God's presence on your lives. You got to have God's presence. You got to have that manifested presence of God on your life. That's what that guy said yesterday at the car wash. He said, you know, he said, I see the glow on you. I see the presence of God on your life. Of course, I was smiling. I wasn't grimacing or anything like that. I wasn't crying. Amen. I didn't have a scowl on my face. Hallelujah. You know, if you got a scowl on your face, I don't know if the anointing's working too well. Amen. But you know what? I had this smile on my face. And he said, I can see God on you. That's a high compliment. If anybody can say, I can see God on you, that's a high compliment. Amen. And you know what? It takes spending time in prayer and spending time in His presence to get the presence of God on your lives. Amen. So we need God's presence. Pray every day that God's anointing would increase on your lives. That's one of my prayers every day. I'm taking you through the prayers that I pray every day. I do the Lord's Prayer. I do the prayer of Jabez. I'm throwing all the mud up against the wall and hoping some of it will stick. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? I'm praying everything. I'm praying everything. Everything I can think of. And then some. Can I get a witness in the house today? Because you know what? I'm just not going to settle for just enough. I'm not going to settle for barely enough. No, I want to have more than enough. Glory to God. Don't you want more than enough? So you can be more than enough for God. Amen. And then number four, keep me from evil. The devil's assigned against us to come against us. And why? He wants to slow us down. The devil is trying to slow you down from what God wants you to have. Do you believe that today? He's trying to slow the blessing down. And I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So we got to be sober. We got to be vigilant. We just can't relax. We got to stay serious in our walk with God in this life. We got to make sure that we're watchful. The Bible says be watchful in all things. We need to make sure that we're, the Bible says watch and pray. We got to be making sure that we're, that means stay alert, because the devil's trying to work against us. But he cannot win. The Bible says in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm a conqueror.
I'm a conqueror.
You have two choices in this life. You can continue to dwell in the land of pain, or you can move into the prosperity of God's promises in your life. I'm not going to dwell on the pain of my past. I'm not going to dwell on the pain of my present. I'm going to dwell on the promise of the future.
Amen.
Amen? And God, and the future that God has for you is bright. So we discovered this morning, if we're going to walk in answered prayer, and we're going to see God expand our borders, enlarge our territory, first of all, we have to walk in honor towards God and others. Number two, we can't allow our past pain to define where we're going in God. Number three, we have to continue to believe that God's going to enlarge our territory no matter where we're coming from. Number four, we have to keep believing for God's greater anointing to be on our lives. Somebody say, the anointing is increasing in my life. You got to believe that. And number five, you got to pray that you are divinely protected from the evil one. And also, he also said that he would cause no pain. And this is the key. We don't want to cause any pain to the body of Christ. We don't want to do anything that would bring the body of Christ down. That's why even the skeletons in our closets can be resurrected if we're not careful. That's why if we don't do anything bad, there's no skeletons to be resurrected. And when you repent and renounce those hidden things that try to bring us down, God can wipe away that past, glory to God, destroy those skeletons, glory to God, from coming up, amen? The skeletons is the devil speaking to you, talking to you about your past. And I'm telling you, keep your past in your past. Allow that past pain to go away and focus on the future of the promises of God to enlarge your territory and be a blessing wherever you go. Did you receive it this morning?
Amen.
I believe you received it. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness. I thank you that you're raising up a church that's mighty in you, that will do great exploits and expand your operations in this earth. I thank you, Father God, for these precious people in the audience, those that are watching and listening. Perhaps you never made a confession of faith of Jesus for salvation. Well, today is the day of salvation. Today is your day. Just pray this simple prayer. Mean your heart. If you're ready to receive Jesus, say, dear God, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with Exceed Life Church. If you're here locally, come out and be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not here locally, find a good church home that will help you grow in your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.